Hello, this is Rindy and Tabitha again, and
hello.
Yesterday it was dinner with Rindy and Tabitha. Today it's lunch because Tabitha has to go to work later in the afternoon. Still good though. And we're watching Carrie, the classic 1970s. It's already started. We did not wait for you.
With Sissy Spacek? Oh my god, this is a bloodbath. Here.
Okay, yes. And what we're eating today, jasmine rice, butter chicken made with chicken thighs, and a side salad from Giant Eagle. With naan bread, garlic, and normal, original, and tea from yesterday.
I mean, it makes a whole gallon. It's not like we're going to throw it out. Mm-mm.
So when Stephen King wrote this, he was working as a janitor, and he noticed that the women's restroom had a tampon dispenser, and he didn't know why. Somebody had to tell him, and he was like, well, what if a young girl didn't know what the tampons were for? And that's how Carrie came along, and you know, and every time we talk about Stephen King at work, Jeremy always says, well, Stephen King doesn't want his phone.
Oh, damn it. I don't know who that is, so I'm going to hang it up.
Always says, Stephen King doesn't want his books made in the movies. He's made like 100
He's movies. In the movies.
Yeah.
Jeremy's stupid. I'm sorry, Jeremy, if you ever hear this, but you dumb.
It's like, how would they keep getting improved over and over again? He's the author. He still owns his works.
Mm-hmm. This cucumber?
Mm-hmm. Well, the salad has cucumbers, grape tomatoes, boiled eggs, broccoli, cheddar cheese shredded, bacon bits, I don't know if I said that, and dark greens, but I do not like iceberg. Iceberg is trash lettuce, literally. Did you put your salad on top of your naan bread?
I'm doing it now. Like, now that I know what happens in this movie, I look at all these girls, and it's like, I don't even really feel bad, because it's like, oh, you bitches are gonna die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't feel bad. Bullies get it. The original school shooter.
Mmm. Now, the remake with this one, there's a remake with, I want to say it's Chloe. Yeah. That's my favorite remake. There's been a couple other ones, and they're just, like, total trash.
I don't know, they made other remakes.
Yeah, they did.
The thing is, Yeah, she's a very good actress.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to... I mean, she did that superhero movie with Nicolas Cage. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
People said they didn't like it was so violent after this a shooting or something like that. But I'm like, these shootings never stop. Like, how can you just stop like, your life? You know what I'm saying?
Ignoring them doesn't make the fact, you know, make them not happen.
Like, pretending our life, like it's the violent imagery. Like, okay, probably not. Who would have been in a fight, Carrie or the Firestarter girl?
Mmm. Oh my goodness. Firestarter had some chance to get used to her power.
Mm-hmm.
So she could control it a little better. Now, if you're talking like later in the movie, Carrie, when she starts learning how to control that shit,
mm-hmm.
I would think Carrie could take her. But if you put Carrie now against Firestarter, Firestarter would burn Carrie to just down.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I don't know.
Ha ha.
Are you okay? No, look at him. He's like, oh, I hurt my leg.
No, hi, Bubba.
That kind of looks like our house. Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of broccoli. This is
why I'm on.
Yeah. Nobody wants that crazy bitch in their house.
Imagine sitting down enjoying your little TV show. Nobody want that. My Sue
is a good girl. He's a godless talisman. Is she really?
Mm-hmm. Rule excuse me. Just get rid of her. I have something here, Mrs. Snell, that I think you might
Mrs. Yes. Weiss, I'd like to contribute $5. I see. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now get out of here.
Right?
I don't see how.
Fucking Jehovah.
It was like Carrie White's mother. I had a maid tell me. What was she like?
I'm praying for you. Thank you. I need somebody to do it. Shit. I'm not going to do it for myself.
Yeah, I'm not capable of doing it myself. Mm-hmm. Hey, little Bubba, you want some chicken? Good boy.
I didn't fold my leg out the other way.
Yeah. The tea pitcher's under there, so be careful.
I'm about to move it. Yeah. We're sitting cross-legged on the floor because our house is kind of small. We don't have an official dining room table. Even then, we wouldn't have a TV in our dining room. I mean, we could, but we're not.
Our kitchen's supposed to be our kitchen's supposed to be a dining room slash kitchen, but we opted to just extend the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Kids don't eat at home anyway, so there's really no need for a table.
Yeah. And we barely eat together because of our work schedules. And our sleep schedule.
What is that called, Mother? Take a guess, you fucking heathen.
And God made Eve from the rivulet, and it was weak and loosed the raven on the world. The raven was called Sin. The raven was called Sin. The raven was called Sin.
And the raven was called Sin.
And first sin was intercourse. First sin was intercourse. Just say it.
It says in the books, too, that, like, the mother had went through and, like, edited the Bible to her own definition.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you explain the fact that you have your period? And that you have a kid, but no dad.
Well, she was married to some religious guy for a while, and they believed in, like, abstinence and blah, blah, blah. Well, then one night, the husband was like, you know, we're, you know, together. Why don't we? It's not a sin. And she's like, yes, it is, even if we're married. And, yeah. So he ended up kind of raping her, and then she got pregnant with Carrie. She didn't know she was pregnant because, I guess, of, like, how her mom raised her. And so when she gave birth to Carrie, she tried to kill her with a knife because she thought she was a demon baby. But she didn't. But she gave birth to her sitting in her own bed.
That is messed up.
My food's falling apart. You gotta stop and think, too, how hella extra emotional she is right now because of PMS.
Yeah. In that house.
I don't think they have, like, proper electricity. It's just funny, too, because in the book, when Carrie came to the realization about what she had and what her powers could do, she looked at her mom and was just like, oh, bitch. I ain't listening to a damn thing. You gotta say no more.
Sure for Carrietta. That's so serious. That's so silly.
Seats of our cars, hours after you come out of the back doors of your motels. Soon, all we will have.
The lady who was checking me out at Giant Eagle, she was commenting on the butter chicken sauce. She's like, I never found anything that the butter chicken sauce goes well with. I was like, well,
chicken, it's in the fucking title.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing with it? It's good sauce. Potatoes, beans. I don't know if you put pasta in it, but why not?
Some people are just not supposed to have food.
You know, Tommy, this is slightly different from running touchdowns and hitting home runs. Well, class, any criticisms? Anyone? Why? Beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of gray. Is that the beautiful you mean, is it, Carrie? Now, I'm afraid, Carrie, this is hardly a criticism. Tommy, did you say something?
Yeah, this teacher does suck.
Yes, you.
I said, oh, shucks.
Yeah,
no.
All these girls got after school detention for like 2 weeks or something like that. And this teacher puts them through fucking shit. Of course, this is back in the day you could beat children too in school.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have been fired.
We were the last of the generation of that.
Yeah.
You ever see that when you were in school? Kids getting hit. Other teachers?
Mm-hmm.
What school?
West Main Intermediate. Mr. Wortman hit Donnie Forgy with a hockey stick. Because Donnie wouldn't shut up during gym class.
We can't do that today.
I am. That's what Donnie's parents said when they came in with their attorneys. Mr. Wortman was old, though. So, like, you know, that's just how he's used to handling kids. He was a substitute back then, though.
If you can't beat the kids, I don't want to teach no more.
Yeah.
Did any of you ever stop to think that Carrie White has feelings? Do any of you ever stop to think? No, I guess you're too busy thinking about your dates.
Yeah. Who's the lucky guy? Billy Nolan. Billy Nolan. Sorry, I can't hear you. Could you speak up? Billy Nolan. Isn't he the lucky one? Yeah, when we went to Par Excellence, they used to hit us. But,
what about you,
sir? I always just got put in the corner and kicked out of class.
Pretty sure they weren't supposed to hit you at all, though. You remember that, right? Like, that was illegal.
It was a religious school. The churchy stuff get away with a lot more stuff.
It was the tricky pull. It was 3-day suspension and refusal of your
prom ticket.
That gets you where you live, wouldn't it? And you deserve it.
When, back when people used to do stuff about bullying.
But the office has decided you're going to have 1 week to
learn. Those girls didn't learn anything.
There's one little catch. It's going to be non detention. starting today on the athletic field. Mm-hmm. Picture.
One of y'all vomits or you don't go home.
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
To you,
Chris. That's not to all of you. Punishment for
skipping detention is 3-day suspension and refusal of your prom ticket.
Show up, bitch.
Any other thoughts? Good. Change up.
Try me, ho. I like this teacher. I hope she lives.
She doesn't. Nobody lives. You've never seen this?
Yeah, but I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I love how gym teachers just recreate the order of counting.
Charlie. Their prom dresses should be fitting a lot better.
The money they'll have to spend on the alterations, though, I'm sure their parents would be thrilled.
Yeah, the alterations!
6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10.
Come on, ladies. Move your spaghetti arms.
12, 10, 13, and 14.
See, if I was a teacher, I'd come out here and spray that grass with a water hose.
That was a really good lunch, Hamrick.
That was a damn good lunch, Jill. Thanks for making it.
High five. Miracles.
I can taste the nutmeg.
In the butter sauce? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back before we had the internet.
I know, right? Fucking one, card catalogs. One, two, I remember those days, too.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Get your knees up. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Come on, you hot shots. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm getting away with this.
What are you going to do?
Get her. Go, Chris. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Like hell I will.
Period's not up, Parkinson.
It is for me.
Keep running.
Well, there are 10 minutes left. Stick them up your...
Like, what the fuck happened to that girl? You know what I mean? That teacher. In her life. I mean, because, like, I understand punishing the girls. What they did was fucking horrible. Yeah. But she's taking, like, a sick-ass pleasure from it.
Yeah.
And this is the second time she's hit a kid. This week. No one said nothing.
Like, oh, she just, like, slap them around a little bit.
Just little love taps. Charlie, I left you some rice and some chicken. Charlie got to have his Indian cuisine too.
We can't have this anymore. That's the second kid you slapped this week.
Prove it. I mean, really though.
Look at those shoes.
I know, right? No wonder why people nowadays have back problems.
No. Oh, my feet! My leg syndrome! Guess
what? Every now and then I just feel like I'm walking on molehills and...
Oh, there's John Travolta.
The cramps in my legs.
Of course, she's that fucking asshole boyfriend. John. But I've never heard of restless leg syndrome. Well, old people having that before. Now it's all over. You guess what they used to wear? High heels.
Platform shoes.
Stomping around.
Doing like discos. All,
yeah. Disco dancing and fucking platforms and shit.
Fun part is because we're old, we have to get off the floor too eventually.
Oh, yeah. Who else is gonna pull up?
The and copper. The police!
They got their lights out flashing it. Get out! Sorry, Charlie. There's nothing in here for you.
Is literally covered in beer.
Yeah. Look what you did. Oh gosh. She just gets slapped all over the place, ain't she?
I remember hearing about this too, that he didn't even like the fact that he had to pretend to slap her. Like, I don't know. Say what you want about John Travolta. Say what you want to about the Scientology. They're horrible people.
Let's see. What do I want to say about John Travolta?
We know, like, all these rumors around, oh, he's gay, he pays Cabana Boys for sex, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I was going to say.
He's a nice guy.
I mean, he has women. But he doesn't want nothing to do with them.
Look, he pays for the sex, okay? It's not like he got his services and then refused to pay. All he did was ask a couple people to keep their mouth shut. Can't do it because they want that payday.
They want a little bit more money. Mr. Helicopter Man can't afford it.
not the point. You agreed upon prices at the beginning of the service.
Yeah.
You can't renege at the end. That's reneging.
Yeah. Well, technically.
James Garner!
That's what they call, you know, slapping somebody in the face like that. That's what they call in the business, a little chin check. Because I was watching this video on domestic violence, and this guy was like, oh, I just call that a chin check. Just slap him in the chin real quick.
Sean Connery smacks his wife.
Why?
He said he doesn't go out of his way to do it, but if he feels like she's acting hysterical or irrational or arguing too much with him, then he'll give her a little tap to the face just to remind her, hey. I remember watching an interview about that when I was a kid. And my mom and my dad were watching it with us. And my dad kind of laughed for a second because I don't know if maybe he thought Sean Connery was kidding at first. My mom just shot him this look like, the fuck's so funny? Yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, he's got to, no, it's very true. Like, you should have seen the look of just, like, embarrassment on her face when he said that, too. Like, oh, shit, you know? Like, yeah, Sean Connery was just very serious. Like,
Like, I can't say anything bitch. About it because I'll get slapped.
Yeah.
Like, I disagree with the mouth that you hit me.
So, I don't know. I lost a lot of respect for Sean Connery that day. I stopped watching Bond movies until he came out with a new James Bond.
Yeah. With the blonde Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another slap.
I told you never to call him a vet. Bro, you are totally fucked up. That's it. You really are. I know that.
Gosh. I wonder if she's reading the script. Like, how many times are we going to get slapped?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's 20 minutes in. I got the shit slapped out of me about 3 times.
We don't, feel like they're hitting you enough.
Well,
I disagree. No. We disagree that you disagree that they're hitting you enough. They need to do it more.
We're going
to
need another shot of John Travolta slapping the shit out of her.
Let's reset. And I don't want him to pull that punch. I really want to hear on that face. How the fuck are you saying his name and got his dick in your mouth, lady?
Yeah, this is
like,
confusing to me. Who choreographed this?
I hate
you seen the part where Sue asked Tommy to take her to prom, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of her.
Oh, crap.
Hi, Gary.
A little bit freaked out, if I'm being
don't
honest.
Don't say so myself. What are you doing in the library? Telling lies, Carrie. That's a sin.
Yeah, sin.
No wonder your
what
mom locked you in
say?
That closet.
Uh-huh.
You could go home. She could take one look at your lying little sin ass and put you in that closet.
Carrie.
Look at that bitch looking at you like, what the fuck did you do?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell her. Now, okay, how are people holding their sweaters even on their shoulders like that?
It's that fucking giant lapel. Do you see it? Damn. You could catch wind with that lapel. You could take off.
She's itching
for an excuse.
I'll kill him.
Look at my backhand, Carrie. Look. My backhand is strong for a reason.
She's getting out her baby powder. Which one was it?
shake, shake, shake. Grease it up, Terry.
Was it the blonde one? Let me take my rings off. Blame her for being skeptical.
That's what I'm saying, though, right? If anyone got it right, they're not believe your bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie White. These kind of talks too piss me off from teachers. Bitch, I'll walk around mopey and looking with my hair and my face all I fucking want. It's called safety.
Well, you know, my mom beat the shit out of me and locked me in the closet for about 12 hours. Then I had to come to school to this
hellhole. I'm sorry I didn't have time to grab my barrettes.
I know, right? Then I had to come to this hellhole, you know? So it's like, when does she rest? That little bit of time she gets to sleep in her shivering upstairs bedroom?
The 3 hours with the looming face of Christ above her? Yeah. Sure, she slept soundly.
Fucking glowing and shit.
What do you
want to
know? Why Tommy asked her to the prom?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he wanted to know if she was
going.
Look, you see this toy here, Charlie? I'm going to take this real quick. I'm going to show this to Auntie Randy, okay? You can have it right back.
Uh-huh.
It's a slow feeder bowl on one side, but it's a little fake medicine ball on the other side. Came in bark box. And he just wants to chew the shit out of it. Look at that.
It's destroyed.
Yeah.
It's good for picking up hair.
Super chewer my ass.
Yeah.
But you find me how to put food in that. I told him he's a large dog. They even ask you how much your dog weighs and...
What's a fuck ton?
Yeah. I have a large dog, and you gave him a tiny, tiny, tiny bowl. Well, you're not fat, you're just big bone. Go on, Sad. You chew your bowl. Here. Squeaky, squeaky. There you go, baby. He looked upset for a second, like, did you not maybe call me fat on the podcast?
He's not. He's just big.
He's very big.
If you don't mind, it's between Sue and I.
Oh, but I do mind. Unless, of course, you'd like to continue this little discussion, Mr. Boyle's office.
What is the big deal?
Because it is a very big deal for Carrie White, and you know it.
Well, she already said no anyway.
Yeah, well, with a little effort,
you
can change that.
I love how you just, go change your mind, honey.
Get it!
I won't try.
She obviously doesn't know what she's saying. She's a hysterical female.
That's what she wants to know. I hate talking to teenagers. I honestly do. Like, what the fuck?
Or, at least they're talking. We could get the nonverbal ones we have now that don't say anything, or their favorite answer is, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Oh, God.
Huh, Charlie. Charlie's very verbal. He's got lots to say. Mm-hmm.
He ain't no teenager, though.
Yeah, he'd probably be like a 45-year-old dude now. But, he that has a 45-year-old dude, mommy dated him.
Let's see, who's going to be slapped next?
I know, right? There should be a drinking game for this movie that every time someone gets backhanded.
You take
one shot if they're backhanded by the gym teacher, two shots if they're backhanded by John Travolta. Three shots if they're backhanded by Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie's mom. Because she could be the next person to be slapping bitches. We'd be fucking so drunk right now.
I know. It's like, we got stuff to do. Can't play no drinking game.
Look at you, little golden hair hippie. Show up at the most religious house on the block. Put your hair up.
I know, right? Braid it or something. My mom can't know you're here because...
Literally can't know you're here. She's going to lock me in a fucking closet,
It's going to be like Cinderella.
Yeah.
Mama's resting.
bitch ain't rested. She's probably in the kitchen making a salad, and you're praying to God she didn't hear the door knock. Mm-hmm. How do religious people feel when other religious people come to their door? Like, could Carrie go in there and tell Mama it was the Jehovah's? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Oh, Mama, it's just Jehovah's. I'm trying to get rid of them.
I still think they just think they're all heathens.
Like, he thinks he's being cute. She's literally in fear for her life. Right, yeah. Like, this woman has the knives out right now.
Yeah, like, I
don't know, because you like my poem. Hurry, hurry. And he says so. I'll like out loud.
He says so out loud, even though that teacher is an asshole, trying to make me feel like shit for even trying in my class. You know, like, I can't be an academic and athlete.
Yeah.
You know, but I was lost my train of thought, but what I was saying before is, with all this automation and stuff, it'll be good for some computers to take over teachers' jobs. So, asshole teachers, we only have the best of the best teachers, you know, and not people who just, like, have this agenda against a certain
type. Could you imagine
type.
Having a computer teaching PE class? Jump.
Well, no, everybody would get a Fitbit. And you would have to keep your heart rate up. And you do whatever. And instead of having a
pee. You could fake that so easy, though. Like, you could just grab your Fitbit and shake it, and they're going to think you're moving.
Yeah, but not the heart rate monitor. And then you wouldn't even have to have gym. You would just, it would just, like, automatically track all the time. Oh, so that's what Tron Travolta was doing.
Yeah.
All for a blowjob. Yeah, that's disturbing. I guess high school kids, you know?
Because, you know, I started reading Stephen King when I was very young because my parents didn't ever monitor what I was reading.
Yeah, I should have done that.
I read this when I was, like, I don't know, 9, 10 years old. And so I told my mom, like, I'd really want to see the movie. And she was like, you really shouldn't even have read the book. Like, where'd you get it?
Where did you get it?
Public library.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They don't monitor what you read either. And so, yeah. She was like, okay, fine. And it's like, I pretty much had sort of a blasé attitude about the movie up until that point. And I don't know, I just remember watching it and thinking, like, oh, I can relate to Carrie. Oh, I'd love to have those powers. That's really cool. And then I seen John Travolta murder that pig with a sledgehammer, and I was like,
I don't like this anymore.
Yeah, I remember reading it in the book, and it's like, in the book, I don't think you really comprehend what you're reading, you know, especially being that young. And then you see it in real life, and you're like, oh, he just beat a fucking animal to death with a sledgehammer.
No, no, no.
I accepted, Mom, I accepted.
Come to your closet.
No. After arguing, taught everyone in man, Mama, everything in
this
sin.
Come to your closet and pray, ask to be forgiven.
Her mom just threw a cup of water in her face because she told her she's going to prom.
Oh, I have to get off this floor, yo.
Uh-huh.
The boys. Yes, the boys. To the flood come the boys, like sniffing dogs. And then the sorrow to find out where the smell comes from. Where the smell is. I've seen it all right.
I would have loved to see, like, a prequel, too, to Carrie.
Carrie's mom?
Yeah. I want to read a whole book about Carrie's mom's, like, how the fuck did you get the way you are, man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carrie knows that's her now. She's like, I have the power, Mama.
Carrie White, the Forrest Gump of Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
I have the power, Mama.
Power. It's me.
this clever. All in one? Other people can do it. I read about it. But you poor child, do you know? He doesn't let you know he's working through you. He has a new father and carried him off.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
You must renounce this power. You must give it up. You must never use it.
Why? Because you scared now?
Oh, yeah. I asked Kelly about that link I sent. Did you get my text message? That's the link that if you buy from, it'll go to her. It credits her if you do it that way. So just FYI.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's just a screenshot. But I can type it in.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't type out the link. You think I got fucking time for that?
No, I'll do it. Gosh, John Travolta. Oh, she said the slapping words.
Mm-hmm.
Did this have to be actual pig's blood? I mean, that's a little authentic.
Here's my thought, too.
Huh?
You could go to the butcher shop and just buy that. But you broke into somebody's farm, bludgeoned a pig to death with a sledgehammer, which in the book he actually slit the throat. But, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's like, what, $500 pig? $1,000 pig?
Yeah, all for
you just stole?
A bucket of blood?
Yeah.
When you, I don't know.
It could have been anything.
I mean, I guess that way it's free, but...
You could have made, like, a bucket of oatmeal dyed red or something. Look at this ladder.
I know, right? It's the 70s montage music.
Get, send the suit up, boys. I don't like that lipstick, Carrie.
We got something too. She don't know shit about makeup.
Yeah. She's trying everything for the first time.
Is that a real person behind her?
I think so. I like that one. He just trying to upgrade his whole crew.
I know.
One stubborn ass.
I don't have a tuxedo body.
Like, come on now. Who does he remind me of? Ray Romano. Okay, yeah. Ray Romano.
Look at that.
I guess so, you fucking asshole. Look at that. It's a little newspaper clip with Tommy Ross on it. It says Player of the Year.
See, in the book, she does have a crush on him, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean? She would never say it.
That makes sense.
How you doing, baby doll? What are you doing, handsome man?
They are nice.
In the remake, Chloe Moretz wore kind of the same dress, too.
Everyone. Breasts. They're called breasts. And every breast. We'll burn it together and pray for the kid. No. She's just like, no. Like, she asked her to take out the trash. Oh, she's beating herself up.
Yep.
Stop
hurting yourself,
Mom. I mean, already, Mom.
You can stay with me. I don't want to stay with you, Mom.
Look, I'll answer the door and
I'll
tell him that you're sick. I'll tell him that you changed your mind.
Bitch, you're ruining my hair.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like I knock you on your ass, bitch.
Right?
Don't say a word. Time gone.
I'd lock her in the closet.
I know. You get to have some closet time. Pray for your sins. This feels like a short movie. It's almost over.
I mean,
I guess there's not much to the story, huh?
Covers the story.
Love amongst the stars. Oh, that's a cute thing.
You used to put thought in a prom back in the day.
Yeah.
Nowadays it's all like, oh my god, that's had to be Twilight. Or, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know what the last theme was.
Can we get a pug?
No!
You won't let me have nothing.
Well, as long as he's not living.
Charlie needs a friend. Can we get a bird?
No. I mean, I guess to you. You're a football player. I don't have any such skill set. Oh, she's letting him open up the door. That's nice. Oh, this is a good band they got playing. Everybody's having a good time. What are you doing on Facebook?
Simple Popper. I'm also watching them.
A lot of people like that Dr. Pimple Popper. They got his own TV show now.
Yeah. such rebellious rock music. Oh my goodness.
She still got her hat on.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they know what's about to happen here.
I love it. I know it. Me? The decorations, isn't it great?
Yeah, I'm so nervous.
Aww. Yeah, I said, wouldn't that be so shit? You send her there, right? And then don't nobody want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, thank God you called your friends ahead of time. But hey, Carrie's going to be there. Be nice to her. Let her sit at your table.
Did the other girls get kicked out of prom, too?
No.
Because why did she go?
She didn't go because she had her boyfriend take Carrie.
Oh.
I mean, she could have went, I guess.
Could you just sit here for a minute?
Oh, sure. Sure,
Oh.
Carrie?
Teacher.
You two, you look
beautiful. Thank you. Although I don't really think you
anyway. Oh. Okay. Paul. What? This meme says, in America, I bleed red, white, and blue. Because something's wrong with me and I can't afford the copay.
I had a date with the captain of the basketball team. And he was 6'7" tall.
Oh my goodness.
I went out and bought a pair of 3-inch spike heels so that our kiss goodnight would be less awkward, right? So, anyway, we went in his pickup truck, which of course broke down. And we had to get out and walk for the last half mile.
Oh.
So by the time I got there, my feet were so covered with blisters that all I could do was just sit there. I mean, I couldn't dance. So we just sat there and just talked.
You would think there would be plenty of other cars driving, too. They could have picked them up.
Right?
You That's sad.
Anybody.
Flag somebody down.
It's nice. Just nice. No.
Bitch, it ain't nice on Mars. It's a horrible comparison. No wonder your night turned to shit. Mars has a very hostile atmosphere.
Yeah.
Space program was young then. They don't.
They don't
know.
Call the red planet for nothing.
Oh, she didn't slap him.
She didn't touch his face though.
Yeah.
Just. In general, I would just like you to keep your hands off the kids.
Yeah, you gotta take a half a shot for whatever she just touches her face. No slapping.
I did hit him. Just keep your hands down to your side.
In your pockets if you don't know where to put them.
You really have to be nice
about it. Oh, shucks.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry.
Say yes, Carrie. You might as well.
You're ruining his prom too, ho.
He rented a tux.
Right?
Cost at least $10. glad these ruffles things didn't come more popular again when the 70s fashion came back. People are like, fooling is a common phenomenon. Then how did Stephen King write this book?
I know, right?
That's right. So you got it. That's good. You're as good as anyone else, I think. Got it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. No harm. No foul.
I can't do anything.
I mean, you're dancing pretty good right now, but
did Sue say that was okay?
Yeah, this is going to
send some mixed you could kiss her?
Signals, you know?
Pretty sure when she finds out about that, it's not going to be okay.
The next day, like when it's like, oh yeah, that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back with my girlfriend. Like, if she didn't wreck everybody tonight, she would have wrecked everybody the next day.
Why what?
Go on out of here.
Because it's the phone.
Why am I here with you?
Oh, this is wild. If they keep trolling around, I'm going to throw up my... going to throw up my lunch.
Because
this is making my stomach sick.
What, the spinning?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't care about seizures back then.
Not
to be in that cameraman too, like,
yeah.
You want me to circle him? Like, just in a circle? Yeah, keep walking in a circle.
I think what they do is they put the camera on wheels and they just push it around. Or maybe they have them on a turntable and they're just turning around.
I don't know. But, like, that's still got to be dizzying for whatever cameraman's got to shoot it to shoot it.
Mm-hmm. These are rowdy people. They should not even have been on the fucking ballot.
I know.
Hell no. If you win, all they do is they put you up there for a school song and a dance. And then some guy takes your picture for the yearbook so that everyone can see we look like a couple of idiots. Anyways, the last year, why not?
I just can't. The senior year. I mean, yeah, I guess.
You're beautiful.
Let's vote for ourselves, I guess.
Who should we vote for? They're more your crowd than mine.
Well, let's vote for ourselves. Why not? Come on. To the devil with false modesty.
Mm-hmm.
She took the devil a lot, and look what happened.
You know, right? I gotta get off this work. Oh, my back. Tears. Oh, gosh. Okay. So the mom's got a lot of vegetables out. Was she going to cook something?
I'm sure she had plans on it.
had a way to relieve stress.
Yeah. That's not how I chop my vegetables. But to each his own.
It's definitely not a consistent chop.
I know.
You're gonna have uneven cook times.
This carrot's still raw. It's still raw, Mary. Oh my gosh. I don't recognize anybody else famous in this movie. Except that guy's girlfriend. I think she was in Jason. That was elaborate.
Looks like it smells like sweat.
Yeah. Like, nobody's paying attention to collecting that stuff anyway. I think we've been recording so long that it went to another recording.
Or it stopped and restarted.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh well. They can just listen again. Or listen to the second part.
You can edit it.
Tommy Ross and Carrie White. They like us. They really like us.
No. Oh, there's a teacher. There's an asshole teacher.
Oh, somebody's getting attention. That's not me.
I should clap because the other kids are clapping.
Yeah.
They think it's fun, so I gotta think it's fun too.
Yeah.
And funny because, like, if this night would have been okay, it really would have changed her life a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But, no.
You know, just a little bit of kindness, you know? Like, nowadays, that would have been something on the, you know, Facebook.
Oh, God, I know.
Bully kid. Gets taken to the prom and wins prom queen or something, yeah. You know? And everybody would be like, oh! You know?
Let's make sure everything goes perfect for these people!
And now, And she's like, it finally worked. I finally slapped somebody into
being nice.
I know,
I slapped him enough that it's finally worked, Lord. I would have to slap nobody no more.
Violence is the answer.
I proved it. Here, look.
Now just show that principle.
Yeah.
You
could have stopped it.
Yeah. Well, it was dark there. You can't hardly see nothing. Oh, no.
Drink.
Josh Rhoda gets slapped.
Shots.
Why is the teacher dragging her away?
She thought she was going to do something. Oh. Because it's her boyfriend on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting your money back.
Oh, nobody thinks that's funny. Been a heavy ass bucket. Like, dude, your star football player just got fucked up. Okay. Now it's time, your time. Even though your kids didn't do anything because you're laughing, you get it. So John Travolta and the girl gets out.
Yeah, but she. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man.
Oh. you don't think it's funny. Oh, there's a gym teacher snatching somebody else's hair.
Yep. It's all downhill from here, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's still got that damn hat on.
Yep, and this is why I like Carrie, too, because you know she's a student of science at this point. Because she understands in order to make electricity and fire spread... Like, her first, she wants to electrocute people first, but she knows to make electricity spread, you gotta make water first, uh-huh. You know? Make water, and then everyone gets electrocuted. And then once all the water's gone, guess what? There's nothing left to put out the fire.
Oh, that is smart. All destructive enough for you? You didn't like that, huh? Now, this is the Phoenix we deserve.
Yeah. Harry, the original Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. Come on now, telekinesis power. You mess with their emotions, and she'll just fuck your whole shit up. Gosh, how haunted is that gym?
Yeah. That whole fucking school, bro.
Gosh.
So she burns all these people down and realizes the people she really wants to burn aren't there. Let's go find them.
No graduation. Car they fucked up.
Same kind of car they used for Christine.
Yeah. Stephen King does have a preference.
Mama's still awake.
How dry did her eyeballs get?
Right. Some intense staring you're doing there, Carrie. You should blink every now and then.
Don't blink.
It'll help rinse that pig blood out.
Mama, don't you give me no shit, Mama.
It really looks like this, like by blood begun, by blood undone. Like, started bleeding with your period, started this whole kerfluffle, yeah. Covered her in pig blood at the end, and she killed you all. This town had it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, Mama went nuts and lighted a bunch of candles.
Thank you.
board all over.
I wonder what people say when they see her coming. Oh, we got some new candles for you.
Yeah.
Unload their whole supply.
This one looks like the faith of the Jesus Christ.
I sent my kids to college, and I brought a second house on the beach. All from this candle money.
Really get cleaned up, honey. That's just gonna dry and be harder to get out of your hair.
She'll just telekinesis it out.
I don't think that's how it works.
Just.
There's your mama right there behind the door.
Shower.
I don't think they have a shower.
Yeah. Oh, Carrie, you won't have to deal with them again.
Here's the fun part, too. Like, if they just would have left it here, it would have almost been the perfect crime.
Uh-huh.
Because the cops would be like, oh, Carrie White's the only survivor from this high school prom? Guess what? No witnesses to say she was there.
Mm-hmm. All she had to go is do is go mute.
Yeah. Oh, Carrie, you at the prom? Why do you think I'd be at the prom? Those kids hate me.
Is her mom going to try to kill her?
I think so.
Hold me, hold me. Please hold me.
I should have killed myself when he put it. After the first attempt, what would have done? Ralph promised me perfect. Promise. But Sue never dies. Sue never dies. At first it was all right. We lived seamlessly. We slept in the same bed, but we that night, I saw him looking down at me. I should have come near to God when you were born.
But even if they could prove that Carrie was there, it was like, how would they explain how it happened? You know? One girl can't electrocute everybody, you know? There is no sequel. Carrie's the victim, too. You can't put a victim in jail. I mean, if she can make herself get herself to the hospital.
I mean, if she's smart, she'd blame it all on her mama. Mama showed up and just went nuts on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Let the detective fill in the blank. But, I mean, she still got to deal with the fact that she got, like, a 4-inch slice in her back.
Well, yeah, Mama came, killed everybody, drugged me out of prom, brought me home, trying to kill me too. I did the only thing I could to defend myself. Sir. Just
crucified her to the wall.
Well, you take her down first. You know?
Don't let them find her. Like, how do we get the icing spreader in her? You know what?
I mean, I just stabbed with whatever I had, officers.
She could just leave and never come back. You know, it's the 70s. They're not going to find her. They don't have computers. Mm-mm. Could you imagine Carrie on a road trip, almost like Touched by an Angel style? Where she just traveling in the country and meet people new. Mm-hmm. But then they cross her. She does her little magic trick. Is caving in on themselves.
Yep.
She should have killed her mom before she was found. make that Mormon stuff.
I think her mom made it.
Yeah. Could you imagine living across the street?
Yeah, right?
Like, guys!
Only one to live.
Neighbor's house falling into the ground! Guys!
Yeah, I know, right? Like, how do you explain this to 911?
Hello?
Operator, can you come here?
Thank God it's
trouble?
I don't think I could have handled one more reporter.
I would say she's sleeping the appropriate amount, saying about what she just witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said she's young. She'll forget all about time.
How can you forget about everybody you know being burned to death?
Yeah.
Tommy and Elena is gone. It's best we just go away for a while.
Nah, we're not going to buy that particular lot.
Yeah.
Could you imagine ghost hunters? Like, honestly, that Tommy guy was love of her life. She was probably going to marry him. They didn't just put her in a psych ward and dope her up.
That's right.
The 70s thing to do. Alright, that's the end of that movie. So I'm going to stop this podcast. So, to next time. Piper Laurie. I wonder if she's related to the other Laurie, the Hugh Laurie.
I don't know. Hugh Laurie's English, so.
Piper's an English name.
Googler.
I don't know. Anyway, bye.
Toodles.